Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
So good. So good. That was Eric Clapton playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps at the Concert for George in tribute to George Harrison. Yeah, nobody can make it guitar cry better than Eric Clapton. So good. Well, welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend. I'm so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. That's Emerson, Lake, and Palmer back in the day. We are APOV, a team of voices radio, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. We are part of the poetry group inside allpoetry.com. It's free to join. You can find us on the groups tab. APOV, a team of voices, knock on the door. Deborah will let you in. Speaking of Deborah, how are you, Deb?
I'm well. How are you, dear big brother?
I'm okay. Deborah sits in the back, does all the heavy lifting, so I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deb. What a I've been meaning to do, to attribute this one of my probably the best guitarists. He was my favorite guitarist growing up. Eric Clapton played with Cream. Played Derek and the Dominoes. Played Blind Faith, the Yardbirds. And we're going to go over some of the history of Eric Clapton, who he played with, and some of the stories. Deb, what was your favorite Clapton, Cream, or Derek and the Dominoes song? Did you have one?
I think for me it's kind of a tie, but more for sentimental reasons. The Tears from Heaven. And
you're so beautiful tonight. You look beautiful tonight. Those are those Grammy winners. He won Grammy.
Wonderful
Awards
Tonight is the other.
Yeah.
Tears from Heaven,
yeah.
Because, well, duh. When you hear the story of why he wrote the song, how could it not grab you and stick with you forever when his child fell out the window?
There's a story leading up to that, too, that I might as well, tell it. Clapton was never – he always wanted to play the blues, the Southern rock blues, but he could play the notes. But he knew he couldn't play. He didn't have that heartache that the B.B. King and guys like down south in the States.
What a sad. Be careful what you wish.
He struggled with that. It was a personal thing. He was, I think it was in France. His son fell off of a balcony and was killed. And it sent him off to a new view of the blues, I guess. Eric Clapton was asked of the many years that you played, what was your favorite, your most memorable memory? And he said, sitting down with B.B. King playing the blues. And shortly after, B.B. King was interviewed, and he was told, hey, Eric Clapton said his favorite memory of his whole career was sitting down playing blues with you, sitting in with you. He goes, what is your favorite memory of your whole career? And he goes, B.B. King says, hearing that Eric Clapton's favorite memory was sitting in with me.
Oh, wow.
Great answer. Great answer.
Very cool. Really, yeah. And a really, really sad example of be careful what you wish for. I bet you he had no problem playing the blues after that.
I wonder if he made that connection. I don't know. Sitting on the outside looking in, I can see what you're saying. I never had thought of that, but yeah.
Wow.
Because it was a personal thing. He could play the notes. He could play it and yeah, everybody goes, that's good. That's, you know, good blues. But blues is like the Robert Johnson. You there's a feeling behind it. There's a delay in that string, that note, or there's certain many ways of playing the guitar that just orchestrates the blues. And that's quite remarkable, because Eric Clapton at one time was considered, there were graffiti all over London saying Clapton is God. They didn't mean it literally. They meant it as a guitar god. When he was with Cream, and they had Sunshine of Your Love and Crossroads and some of the old Cream songs, and that was what I think, that was the first super band was Cream, like three man band. They had, ZZ Top came later, and I don't know if he could do Traffic as a super band, but yeah, Cream with Ginger Baker, and now I'm gonna space out the bass player and see his name. Jack Bruce, thank you. That was Cream. The story about Cream, Clapton being that he was usually the angry member on stage at any given time. He was notorious for that, pissing people off and stuff, and he was just an angry dude. But when Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce started playing together, the bass player and the drummer, they absolutely hated each other. In fact, that was the reason Cream broke up, was the feud between Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce. Clapton said that he was constantly keeping Ginger Baker off of Jack, because Ginger was a big dude, and he said he would have killed him. But that was the big deal on the Cream reunion several years ago. They got back together and played at Royal Albert Hall, and that was a night for everybody anticipated, everybody wanted, and they got it. You can see that some of that concert on YouTube. You'll see what I mean. Yeah, a couple other little stories of Eric Clapton. I mean, to have it all and find your own dramas is quite an art. Clapton was the man. I know he helped George Harrison on the concert for Bangladesh, when Bangladesh had the floods and so many people died. They were starving. He had the concert for Bangladesh. Eric Clapton played on it. Along with Leon Russell, I think Bob Dylan was there, Klaus Voormann, Jim Capaldi, these guys, friends of the Beatles. But let's go ahead and play one of the songs. They wanted to, at one time, try to contractually get Clapton, Steve Winwood, and Ginger Baker together for more than just, they did sit in, and we're going to play a song. Can't find my way home, Deb.
And before I push play, I wanted to tell you that AP Taylor has arrived.
AP Taylor.
Hey, how are you?
Just fine. We're doing Clapton.
Cool.
Yeah. Any stories and knowledge you have, please share. We're going to go into jump into the Blind Faith with Stevie Winwood. I think Ginger Baker's playing drums. Pretty sure he is on this one.
Okay.
Okay, now I have a question, because I have one marked Baker and one marked Can't Find My Way Home. Are they two different songs?
One's marked what?
One says Baker. The other says
Can't Find My Way Home.
Okay.
Baker is a solo. Baker's just a solo I've put in there.
Well, here we go.
Now we're going to do a new number we've got together called Can't Find My Way Home.
Thank you.
Just On My Way Home. It's Clapton, Stevie Winwood, I believe Ginger Baker played the drums. I don't know who played. Yeah, it's got to be Baker. Excellent version. That was an outdoor gig with just clean Marshall amps. You can tell the influence of Stevie Winwood. What a powerful force. In that. P. Why do you know why Clapton was called? Do you know why Clapton was called Slow Hand?
No, I do not. No, tell me, Adam.
Most people think because he was very fast, and it was sort of a play on words type thing. Not in fact, his band members gave him the name Slow Hand, and he hated it. What it was was Clapton was notorious of making people wait on him, either changing strings when he would break one in the practice or live gig, just it made everybody wait. And Clapton apologized for that when he sort of opened his eyes and figured out what was going on in his life. He sort of lost the anger and he realized what a dick he was. And he apologized. He said, I saw an interview where he said he apologized to most everybody that he felt he had was curt to or had misspoken.
Yeah.
But Slow Hand. He's the slowest at everything. Interesting.
Hatter, Wayne is in the chat room, and he said to tell you that, he said he is listening to us, and he said, "How about further up the road?" So I'm going to download that. Just saying.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Further Up the Road, that's the first song Joe Bonamassa, who idolized Clapton. In fact, his dad said he saw the Cream in concert when he was a kid, and he looked at his dad and he goes, That's what I want to do. And Joe Bonamassa, and when he played at Royal Albert Hall, the first song, Eric Clapton came out and played with him, and they played Further On Down the Road.
Ah.
First song. Yeah. But interesting on Eric Clapton had the misfortune of falling in love with somebody's wife. Patty Boyd was her name, and she was married to George Harrison. He was married to George Harrison at the time when he professed his love to her at a party. And basically George just said, asked her, "Are you coming home with me or him?" And she said, "I'm your wife," and left. So it broke Eric Clapton's heart. And there's a story, I don't know if it's true. Peter Townsend called George Harrison and said, "Hey, Clapton's up in his mansion and he won't come out and he's killing himself with booze and whatever and drugs." So, the story I heard was Peter Townsend and George Harrison went up and basically saved Eric's life, and Eric knew it. So there was no – it's an interesting relationship they've had. They're very good friends, Clapton. In fact, Clapton put on the concert for George after George died. But yeah, I'm going to have to double-check that and see who the players are, if it's Peter Townsend and what that gig was. But I know Clapton went into hiding for like a year. Nobody heard from him. He was just depressed. Pretty sure it was the Patty Boyd thing. It was weird because George Harrison, while making the movie A Hard Day's Night with the first Beatle movie, Patty Boyd was an extra in the train car. I believe it was a scene that we're in the train car, and Patty Boyd was just somebody sitting there, and George fell in love with her and followed her around the whole rest of the movie like a little puppy. If he had that way. Can you imagine Patty Boyd having a Beatle and Eric Clapton?
Says women on the chat wall. I throw it back out and say men.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if I say some fact and you heard something different, we'll check it out, make sure who's right. Yeah, because I'm.
Oh no, that's not what I was saying. Wayne said.
No,
women.
I'm just throwing that out there. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna. I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying to everybody, if I say something wrong, please check me. Rather be right than wrong. So we got the. I did have Deborah upload a Ginger Baker drum solo, and we're not going to play the whole thing, but this was one of the premier drummers in the late 60s, in the early 70s. Ginger Baker was it, huh? And you could tell he loved them deep toms, and you'll hear. Why don't we play a little of that? We'll just play a minute or two. It should be Baker.
Got it. Here it comes.
Captain Baker. Thanks. It's a little music, the intro to the song is from the
turned it down so you could talk. It's got 10 more minutes to go.
Yeah, let them get into it a little more. I didn't listen to it at the beginning. I didn't know it eased in. So. But, Ginger Baker is called Ginger because of red hair, big red hair and a big beard. Guy was very big. Thank you. Get wanted to kill Jack Bruce all the time. One story about when Clapton was playing, he was playing a gig in England. I don't know what city, but his manager had arranged Jimi Hendrix. Now, Clapton had heard of Hendrix, but never saw him. Didn't know what he looked like. We knew he was a black man. So his manager arranged for Jimmy to be able to walk on stage and play. So he was out in the listening, and he was allowed to come up and play on stage. So Clapton, this was odd to have anybody stand on stage and clap. And Clapton was very arrogant at the time. Jimi Hendrix had brought his guitar, I guess, and I don't know which one he grabbed, but they started playing upside down, a right-handed guitar upside down, and just Clapton stood there for about played for a minute. Jack Bruce said he played for a minute, then stood there and stared at Jimi Hendrix playing, and he just took his guitar off and went off stage. When they found him, they said he was in one of the bathrooms having his cigarette shaken, and he said, "You didn't tell me." He was just so blown away from Jimi Hendrix. He knew he wasn't at the time. Until he saw Jimi Hendrix, so I think that's what opened Clapton's eyes. Yeah, Baker's gonna mess around. We should start. He's a trip to watch. I think John Bonham and Keith Moon, to watch them play. And who was the Rush drummer? Oh, shoot. Neil Peart. Watch these guys do their solo. Just incredible, especially Neil Peart. There he goes, a little bit. Well, we've got some other songs. Why don't we say, let's go to, I Can't Find My Way Home. Let's go with, can't remember the first one I gave you. Sunshine of Your Love. Early Cream, classic. Same chords as another famous song he plays. We'll play that later also.
Okay.
Did you find that, Deb?
I did. I just, last time I pushed play and you weren't done speaking, so I wanted to give you a moment.
Okay. Okay. Well,
Sunshine of
Your Love.
Here we go.
Yeah. Great. Great. I forgot to mention Jeff Beck and Vinnie Page, Joe Cocker, and somebody else on stage with him. Okay, go ahead and turn it off. I can't even hear.
I did.
You there? Okay. My receiver, I couldn't hardly hear that. I know the recording will probably be fine, but I was having trouble. Eric Clapton. Clapton was born to a teenage mother and a Canadian soldier who was stationed in England during World War II and returned to his wife before Clapton was born. Clapton was largely raised by his grandparents. He began playing the guitar in his teens and briefly studied at the Kingston College of Art. After playing lead guitar with two minor bands in 1963, he joined the Yardbirds, a rhythm and blues group in which his blues-influenced playing and commanding technique began to attract attention. Clapton left the Yardbirds in 1965, pursued a commercial success with the with a pop-oriented style. I'm sorry. Same year, he joined John Mayall's Blues Breakers, and his guitar playing soon became the group's principal drawing card, as it attracted a fanatic following in the London acid scene. Oh boy. This is when Clapton admitted that it went to his head, and that he didn't act appropriately. In 1966, Clapton left the Blues Breakers to form a new band with two other virtuosos of rock musicians, bassist Jack Bruce and drummer Ginger Baker. This group, Cream, achieved international popularity with a sophisticated, high-volume fusion of rock and blues. His rapid runs and his plaintive vibrato were widely imitated by other rock bands and guitarists. His first hits were the Crossroads and White Room, set the standard of the rock guitar solo. Cream disbanded in the late 1963, having recorded such albums as Disraeli Gears, 1967, and Wheels of Fire, 1968, and Goodbye, 1969. 1969, Clapton and Baker formed a group, Blind Faith, with keyboardist, vocalist Steve Winwood and bassist Rick Gretsch. And the group broke up after recording only one album. Clapton emerged as a capable vocalist on his first solo album, which was released in 1970. He soon assembled a trio of strong session musicians, bassist Carl Rattle, drummer Jim Gordon, and keyboardist Bobby Whitlock, into the new band called Derek and the Dominoes. With Clapton as lead guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter, the guitarist Dwayne Allman joined the group in making the classic double album Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs, 1970. Dwayne Allman was the other guitar on that. Didn't dub it over. They played on top of each other. Deborah, can we go ahead and play Sheryl Crow, White Room?
We can. And I have a request, too. I want the outro to be Change the World, please.
Change to what?
I want the outro to be Change the World, please.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Here comes White Room.
Yeah. This is with Sheryl Crow at the Crossroads.
It's a great honor for you to have a really good friend of mine. This is Eric Clapton.
Yeah, that was White Room with Eric Clapton and Sheryl Crow at the Crossroads Celebration Festival in Texas, the tribute to the Fender guitar. But what a version. If anybody questions how good Clapton was, play a live version of White Room and just sit back. It's so good. AP.
Yo.
What would you say your favorite Clapton song, whether in one of the bands or solo?
Well, I have to go back to the all-time classic that his friend George Harrison grabbed him for, and that's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Adam?
Yeah. He did play guitar on that. Yeah,
he did.
On the version of the White Album. It was on the White Album, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, absolutely. And he played a number of bits with George Harrison. But, I mean, that's just an all-time brilliant song. And the guitar work on that song is just phenomenal.
If you listen to George Harrison's version, it's unplugged. And it's a lot slower, a lot softer. Clapton rocked it. I mean, not that Harrison couldn't do it, but concert from Bangladesh.
That's definitely. I mean, he's done an amazing set of albums and singles and work, but I go right back to them.
Yeah. You know, I was in Las Vegas once, and I had won almost three grand. And I went into the Rock and Roll Hotel or whatever that is, the Hollywood Rock. Yeah. I went into the memorabilia thing, and they had a cream Fender guitar for $1,800 signed by Clapton. My wife wouldn't let me get it. But that thing would be worth right now.
That's a shame. It's one of those things, Adam.
I might have learned how to play if I had that in my hands.
I don't think you would have been allowed to touch it.
I'm going to hit on this real quick. Let's see, we're approaching 1 hour, Deb.
We still have Cocaine, we have Layla, and we have Further Up the Road for Wayne, and then the outro, Change the World. And AP, you missed Guitar Gently Weeps. It was the intro song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we played it.
Which one do you want to hear now? How about we play the one for Wayne?
The live version of Cocaine, it was also at the Crossroads Festival down in Texas. But listen to the intro, it's the same notes, basically a Sunshine of Your Love, the intro. So let's do Cocaine live.
Here comes Cocaine.
Take her out. Yeah.
cocaine. Yeah, that was also at the Crossroads Festival in Texas. Dirty Cocaine. Tar Rips Ever is in that song. Well, if you just joined us, you've been listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are playing tribute to Eric Clapton tonight. With me is AP Taylor and Deborah Lee. Hi, guys.
Hey.
We're about ready
I have a poem for Etta.
You have a poem?
I do.
Bishop?
We should have one. On Eric Clapton.
One.
So old, I have to copy it onto the board for you because it's been that long. So this is back from 8 years ago when I first joined the site. Yeah? You ready?
Okay. No,
this
I'm not
is
there
blue
yet.
Guitars. No. Okay, I'm not there yet either. This is Blue Guitars. I put the image up a little bit further up the board. You ready?
And I am there. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Here we go. Several days of asteroid alerts on Earth for end-of-day speakers, ready all mirth. Then just as they would have hit the coasts, one day woke. Earth had new goalposts. Hovering off the coast, at least now the alien question settled to most. However, this now was a lower order worry. Many ships hover, seemingly not in a hurry. Meanwhile, the UN start grind into some action for widespread worry, concern and reaction, especially now the same ships release speakers. Elevated concern with humble and preachers. Then is finally, then clearing noise from static, suddenly a ship volume booms, sauna automatic. Sound widely familiar. Guitar played but loudly. All ships were playing. Eric Clapton, yet proudly. We should have guessed this right from the start. Eric Clapton's 70th birthday, the family taking part. Layla in London, cocaine blared to Australians. So good at guitar. Should have realised he was alien. End poem.
Yeah. The alien. Yeah, Clapton is the man. Well, we don't have to play Layla.
How about Wayne's song?
Yeah.
Let's
play it.
Should play Wayne's.
It's a great song. When Joe Bonamassa plays with Eric Clapton at Royal Albert Hall, great version. And Joe Bonamassa is just, you can just see a smile on his face playing next to his idol.
The Road.
Further on down the road. Yeah, tribute to Eric Clapton. Guess I held the best piece for last, Deborah. Guess what? AP.
What's that?
Eric Clapton's birthday is March 30th.
Oh, wow. Early birthday,
yeah.
Huh?
Did not know that.
Wait,
no.
Yeah. Well, this is, I always like to show off the guitarists of the past. This is fun. Thank you, AP, for showing up and reading that poem for me, for us.
Pleasure.
And Deborah, always nice to spend the evening with you.
Back at you, Hatter.
So you want to go ahead with the outro, and we'll call it a night. Thank you for listening to A Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation.
Thanks for hanging out, Wayne. Here comes Change the World.
Yep.
I can mute and sing.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Wayne.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. Then this love I have inside, everything it seems, but for now I find
Clapton. He's still the only band to win Grammys in 4 different decades. Good job, Eric. Thanks, Deb.
Awesome.
Thanks, Deb.
Love hanging out with you guys. Great music.
Thanks, AP.
Love and respect.